The annual Audubon Christmas Bird Count is coming up this Saturday, December 20th, and there's a need for volunteers to help with the count. Joining us now with more is count compiler Jeremy Riddlebauer. Welcome, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Christmas bird count. What does it involve?
Well, we spend the day, 24 hours, looking for every bird we can find in a 7.5 mile circle around Grand Marais.
Wow.
So we hope for good weather, of course.
Yes. So how do people just stand out there all day?
Well, we got a couple different ways to do it. We have people that watch feeders, mm-hmm. and they will census what they see during the course of the day in the feeders. We've got crews that go out and do certain sections of the circle, hiking and driving and skiing and whatever else, you know, transportation, snowmobiling. And then we've got sort of a mishmash of everybody doing different things in between those two things. What we tend to do is assign sections for people to drive and look for raptors and owls and big birds and pockets of birds and look at people's feeders. And then, of course, we've got people that, you know, have their own feeders that they keep going all year round, and they census those for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the results?
Well, we dump this whole database into the National Audubon Society's database, and they keep these circles essentially for all of the world. So we've got, you know, it's not just a national thing that we do, it's an international project, and they use that for data analysis and different projects for figuring out how bird ranges are moving, how abundances are changing, and so on and so forth.
So why does it happen at this time of year? Is that important that it's this time of year?
It's sort of opposite of the breeding bird censuses that happen during the summer. And so the idea originally was to get away from the Christmas hunt, which used to happen early part of the last century. You know, people would go out and try to hunt birds and see what they could get during the course of the day and Christmas. And some folks decided it was a little better to maybe start looking at them rather than killing them. Mm-hmm. And so it started as that, but it's now become sort of the opposite of the breeding bird counts that they do in the middle of summer to try to see where things are at in the winter.
And how many volunteers are needed?
Well, we'll take everybody.
Okay, still.
We have a fair number. You know, we end up having between 10 to 30 people every year, either do feeders or do hiking, driving, but we could always use more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you need to be very experienced?
Not at all. We'll pair you up with somebody that knows what's going on and knows the protocols. And, you know, it's the one advantage of doing Christmas counts up in this part of the neck of the woods is you tend not to have a lot of rare things, and you don't have to know a huge number of species. There's a good subset that you could pick up and go right away, and then stuff that's kind of oddball, you know, you'll just have to learn as you go. But it helps because it's sort of an easy chunk of birds to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not experienced, it's just good to use your eyes as like motion detectors.
You got it.
You can tell the other person.
And your ears, potentially.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Right.
You got it. Yep. Exactly.
You might have touched a little already on the time commitment, but it's just during one day and...
Well, we do it's actually a 7-day count.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday, December 20th this year is our count day. So we actually count all the species we can see plus all the richness or the abundance numbers. So if you see 14 chickadees, you count 14 chickadees. Mm-hmm. And then the 3 days before and the 3 days after, we keep track of species that are seen within that count circle only because there's stuff that might fly through, you know, and you might see something on Thursday or Tuesday that we didn't pick up on the Christmas count day. Mm-hmm. And so that gets at, you know, the actual species are here, not so much about the abundance. That's what we kind of do for Saturday, but that way, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, if you find something that's interesting, we can go try to find it on count day and get it on the count list. Mm-hmm. And then if we missed anything, like we've had years where we've missed spruce grouse or something like that, and somebody will pick one up Monday, Tuesday, something like that. Yeah. So we'll pick up those. And then that's part of the count information too. So,
and why is this count important?
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, Audubon compiles all this and they use it for data analysis. So it goes into the range maps that are done for different species. It goes at, you know, are cardinals increasing their range or decreasing their range? There's a lot of analysis that goes on that data set. And it's a huge data set. We got circles just in Minnesota. There's, you know, 50 or 70 or 80 circles that are done every year. And that's just one state, you know, and they do this internationally. So.
Mm-hmm. So if you see a huge dip in numbers or a huge spike, people that care about yes. birds and might be concerned.
Yeah, they might wonder what's going on. And like this year, we're kind of expecting that our numbers are going to be low. Mm-hmm. And just based on the fact that we had a really late winter this spring, a lot of the birds that do migrate didn't migrate maybe as far. And so they bred further south from here. So mm-hmm. our numbers may be a little bit skewed because of that, because we've got this interesting little phenomenon that happened this spring that might, show up and express itself in the data this year. And then, so our numbers may be down, and then the next couple of years may come back up slowly as birds move back into the area.
We're talking with Jeremy Riddlebauer about the annual Audubon Christmas Bird Count. It's happening this Saturday, December 20th, and volunteers are needed. More information from Jeremy at 370-0733, or you can email him at sundew@boreal.org. Is there anything you'd like to add, Jeremy?
Just hope that we have nice weather on next Saturday, not like today.
Thanks for joining us, Jeremy, and good luck on Saturday.